Hallelujah. So this last couple of weeks, we started studying the book of the prophet Isaiah. Amen?
Yeah.
Sophia, my 13-year-old daughter, she was not very happy about reading Isaiah.
我的13岁的女儿, Sophia, 她不是很开心地念这个以赛亚书。
She told me, Daddy, it seems like we have been studying very difficult books recently.
她说,爸爸,好像正在学习一个非常难的书。
And she told me, when are we going to go back to the Gospels?
她说,我们什么时候才能够回到福音书?
Something where there's a story to tell and you can identify right away with the story.
在福音书里面,你可以马上的可以 明白里面所讲到的故事.
And then I explained to her, and I said, Sophia, I agree with you. This is a difficult book.
我就跟她说, Sophia, 我同意你的观点, 这确实是一本很难的书.
But let me tell you something that is going to happen to you, Sophia, again with the book of Isaiah.
但是我要告诉你, 有一个很重要的事要发生在以赛亚书里面.
The Lord is going to stretch your heart.
上帝要拉伸你的心胸。
And you're going to know something new about God.
你会知道关于上帝的心事。
So we began to read together, and you know, after about a week, I asked Sophia.
所以我们就一起来念，然后过了一个礼拜，我就问Sophia。
And I asked her, Sophia, so what do you think of Isaiah so far?
所以Sophia，你觉得呢？现在你觉得呢？ 以赛亚书怎么样?
And she told me that it is difficult. It is difficult what you read at the beginning of this book.
她说,爸爸,你刚开始念的时候,这本书确实很难。
There's a lot of sin that these people committed.
她说,刚开始的时候,这你的人民真的是犯了很多的罪。
And it looks like Isaiah is pointing the finger at the people.
好像是以赛亚指着那些人说他们犯了罪。
And I said, yes, I agree with all that, Sophia, but did you find something else?
他说, Sophia, 我同意这些所讲的, 但是你有没有发现一些新的东西?
And I'm so glad she told me this. She said, yes, Dad, I found something else.
他说, 是的,爸爸, 我有找到新的东西。
I found hope.
我找到了希望。
I saw a God who is merciful.
我说,我们的神是一个蛮有怜悯。
It's a God who is saying, this is what's coming to you because of your disobedience.
这事会发生在你身上,因为你们不顺服。
But I'm going to restore you.
但是我要恢复你。
You're going to go through difficult times.
你会经历困难的事情。
But I'm going to bless you.
但是我要祝福你。
You're going to feel like you're defeated.
你好像会感觉被打败了。
You're going to be conquered.
你会被征服了。
But I'm going to make you a great nation again.
但是我会让你成为一个大国。
You have forgotten my law.
你忘记了我的律法。
But one day you're going to remember my covenant.
但是有一天你会记得我给你的约。
Because you are my people.
因为你是我的子民。
And then I was so glad when Sophia was telling me this.
当我非常开心地听到Sophia跟我讲这些。
Because that is precisely the book of Isaiah.
那是很精确地说出了以赛亚书的心声。
It's a book of hope.
一个充满盼望的书,
it's a book of restoration.
一个充满恢复的书,
it's a book of a promise.
一个充满应许的书,
the promise of redemption to humankind.
一个蛮有, 充满盼望的, 拯救的一个书,
do you know that Isaiah is the book that the New Testament authors quoted the most?
你们知道吗? 以赛亚书是旧约所有的旧约书里面 最多直接的被引用到基督的书。
So I hope that you are also seeing in the middle of these difficult passages a God of restoration and a God of hope.
所以在这个中间的过程中，我也希望说你们会看到 我们的神是充满盼望和拯救的神。
Let's just remember really quick a little bit about the context, the historical context of this time in the life of Isaiah.
好，那我们一起来看一下这个历史背景。
You know that that Israel has been divided for many, many years already.
你们知道说以色列已经被分裂了很多年了。
The northern kingdom has been exiled and conquered by the Assyrians.
那个北约就是北以色列已经被那个 所征服了好多年了。
And now Judah, the kingdom of the south, they are being warned by Isaiah.
然后呢，南国犹大已经被以赛亚警告。
The judgment is coming. Judgment is imminent.
审判即将来临。
And it seems like Isaiah is presenting a legal case against the people.
好像以赛亚在这个法庭上向自己的人民提出一个法律诉讼一样。
God is telling them that they are about to experience the full consequences of their disobedience.
他们会经历一个他们非常不顺服的一个后果。
God is going to tell them that they're going to be taken in exile.
上帝告诉他们说，他们会被掳去，并且会被流放。
But at the same time, you will hear words of restoration and hope for this nation.
但是呢，同时你会听到说上帝的希望和恢复的这样的一个应许。
Eventually, these promises will culminate in the promise of the coming Messiah, our Lord Jesus.
最终，他的应许将以宣告救世主弥赛亚而达到高潮。
So in verse 4 of chapter 1, we read, Oh, you are a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, children who deal corruptly. They have forsaken the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They are utterly estranged.
好，我们一起用整齐的声音来念以赛亚书一章四节，请。嗨，犯罪的国民。担责罪孽的百姓，行恶的种类，败坏的儿女，他们离弃耶和华，藐视以色列的圣者，与他生疏，往后退步。
I believe that Isaiah, and I'm sure you will agree with me, that Isaiah had one of the most difficult jobs at the time.
我相信说你们会跟我同意，以赛亚在那时候是有一个最难最难的工作。
His job was a very unpopular job.
他是一个很不受欢迎的工作。
And nobody would want to be a prophet in this time of Isaiah.
在那时候呢，没有人愿意想当一个先知。
Nobody at this time of the people of Judah, nobody liked the prophets.
在当时的世代，没有人愿意喜欢一个先知的工作。
Because to them it seemed like the prophet was only pointing to all of their mistakes.
对他们来讲，好像那个先知只是会指出他们做错了哪些事情。
So it was uncomfortable for the people to be hearing constantly that they were bad people.
所以对他们来讲会很不舒服的，会听到说他们只是不好的人。
In fact, everybody hated the prophets.
实际上呢，他们每一个人都很恨恶先知。
When the prophets started to talk, they would cover their ears and run away. I don't want to hear that again.
当先知跟他们讲的时候，他们会掩住自己的耳朵，就跑开了，不想听。
So now imagine, this is Isaiah. He has a word from the Lord. He is a prophet.
所以想想看，现在以赛亚在这里，他是一个先知，他有从神而来的话语。
And for years, he's going to start just telling them the warnings that are coming up upon them.
所以我很多年时间，他只会跟他们讲说会有审判来到他们当中。
If you have been reading the first five chapters of Isaiah,
如果大家有看到以赛亚书前面的五章，
you're going to find a lot of these warnings against the people.
你会发现说有很多关于人们的警告。
Classical warning of a prophet, woe to them.
很经典的一个他们的一个警告就是说，哦，你们有祸了。
It's like the warning, something's coming against you.
好像是一个警告说有一些不好的事情要临到你们。
Let's just go real quick over this passage. You can read them on the screen. Isaiah 3:9.
好，那我们一起来看这些PowerPoint 上面的这些经文。
Woe to them, because they have brought evil on themselves.
以赛亚书三章九节。他们有祸了，因为作恶自害。
And then it's on verse 11, Woe to the wicked! It shall be destruction with them.
我们一起来念好吗？以赛亚书三章十一节，恶人有祸了，他必遭灾难，因为要照自己手所行的受报应。
Isaiah 5:8, Woe to those who are only concerned with possessions.
祸灾那些只顾自己拥有财产。
Isaiah 5:11, Woe to those who get drunk and don't care about anything else.
祸灾那些醉酒后，然后就不管任何其他的事。
Verse 18 of chapter 5, Woe to those who draw iniquity and sin.
祸灾那些牵引罪孽的人。
And now verse 20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil.
祸灾那些称恶为善称善为恶的人。
And then verse 21, woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and shrewd in their own sight.
祸灾那些自以为有智慧自看为通达的人。
Do you think that people after they heard Isaiah talk, they would say, hey man, hallelujah, glory to God?
你们觉得当人们听到以赛亚所说的这些，他们会说哈利路亚，感谢赞美主吗？
I don't think so, right? They were being confronted with their sin.
我不觉得是这样子，对吗？他们因为被他们自己的罪所被所挑战，所被指出来。
And I was thinking, you know, as I was reading this passage, I was thinking, what is Isaiah thinking?
当我在念这些经文的时候，我心里就在想说，以赛亚到底在想什么呢？
Because you know, number one, everything that he is saying, number one, God told him to say it, right?
也知道作为先知，第一件重要的事情就是说上帝要他们所说的事情。
And secondly, everything that he is saying is true.
第二件就是说他所说的事情都必须是真实的。
These are really evil people.
这些人真的是做满了罪恶的人。
They go after the idols.
他们这个拜偶像。
They are drunk all the time.
他们常常醉酒。
They're thinking evil things.
他们想邪恶的事情。
They think that good is evil and evil is good.
他们称恶为善，称善为恶。
So, you know, as I was reading these passages,
当我在念这些经文的时候，
I realized that our time is not very different than this time 720 years prior to Jesus.
当我在看这些经文的时候，我想到我们现在所处的世代，距离公元前720年以前没有什么两样。
We're living in a time when people are after material possessions.
我们做生活的这个世代是人们追求物质的享受。
Yeah, people get drunk too.
人们也醉酒。
And we see a lot of people nowadays that call what is good, they call it evil. And what is evil, they call it good.
我们也现在看到很多人称善为恶，称恶为善。
So you know what? As I was reading these passages, and it was a lot of them. Do you agree?
所以当我在念这些时候，你们会看到这有很多这样的经文。
I started to feel a little angry.
我发现说 ，I'm sorry.
Yeah, I started to feel angry as I was reading this.
当我在看这些时候，我心里开始充满了义愤。
Because I started to think of some people around me.
我在想到说有一些在我身边的人。
And say, yeah, I know somebody like that.
Oh, 我知道我有一些人是这样子的。
Oh, yeah, yeah, the other day I saw those people on TV, and they're exactly like these people on this book of Isaiah.
我看到有些人在电视上是跟这书上所描述的一些人是一模一样的。
Yeah, they think they're wise, but it's only on their own eyes.
他们认为自己很智慧，但是只是在他们自己的眼里。
But they're just a bunch of foolish people.
他们真的是一群很愚蠢的人。
Oh, they love their sin.
他们喜爱自己的罪。
And I started to feel like this righteous indignation.
他们就觉得说自己好像很自义。
And then I got to chapter 6.
然后我就回到了第六章。
We're going to be reading chapter 6 this coming week, okay? So I'm going to give you the preview.
这个礼拜我们会看到以赛亚书第六章，所以我们先给你们先看一下预览。
And you know, something happened to Isaiah.
你知道吗？有些事情在以赛亚身上发生了。
And you're going to read that he has an encounter with Jesus.
你们会看到说他跟神有一个直接的相遇。
And he, it's like Isaiah received a calling for a new direction on his ministry.
好像是以赛亚先收到了一个呼召，在他的事工上面有一个新的方向。
Now remember, Isaiah has already been called as a prophet by God.
记得吗？以赛亚已经被神呼召成为一个先知。
But it seems like in chapter 6, God is going to renew this calling because he has something new for Isaiah.
但是知道吗？在第六章里面，好像上帝要呼召以赛亚有一个新的开始。
And this new or renewed calling on Isaiah changes everything inside of him.
这个新的或者说更新的一个呼召，从里到外改变了以赛亚。
You know what? I believe that in the same manner, God is calling back His people.
我相信说同样的上帝也用相同的方式来呼召神的子民
many of us have been Christians for a long, long time.
很多我们在座的可能已经成为很多年的基督徒
But it seems like that when God is, wants to do something, when he's planning to do something with you or with the church, he's going to refresh or renew his calling over your life.
不管上帝要在我们个人还是教会当中做新事做更新的事情，他一定要先炼净我们。
And that's when the Lord began to speak to me personally.
那就是开始神开始对我个人说话。
Do you know that Isaiah had this encounter with Jesus himself?
你知道吗？以赛亚个人有跟主耶稣有一个亲自的相遇。
Yes, I'm talking about Isaiah had a vision of Jesus himself and his glory.
我们看到说以赛亚见到主耶稣的一个荣光。
I was amazed in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 12:41. It says that Isaiah said this because he saw Jesus' glory and spoke about him.
我很惊奇地看到在约翰福音的第十二章41节，讲到以赛亚因为看见他的荣耀，就指着他说话。
And now, if we go back now to Isaiah 6, chapter 1 and 3, it says that In the year that King Uzziah died, he saw the Lord. He saw Jesus high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Verse 3, it says, And the angels were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory.
好，那我们一起来看以赛亚书六章一节，请。当乌西亚王崩的那一年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，满圣殿。天使们彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。”
So just realize this before Isaiah begins this new stage.This new season of his ministry, this new direction, he needed to have an encounter with the glory of Jesus.
就是要意识到说，以赛亚要开始一个新的事工以前，他必须要跟主耶稣有一个全新的相遇。
Now, let me tell you one thing. Before you start thinking that this is only for those who are full-time workers in the church.
好，那我告诉你一下，对那些可能觉得只是教会里面的全职服事的教会领袖们。
This is probably just for pastors.
也许有人认为这可能只是对牧师说的。
I don't know. I believe, my brothers and sisters, I believe that we all need an encounter with Jesus every day.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我相信我们每一个人都每一天要跟神有一个亲自的相遇。
How many of you say amen to that?
有多少人说 Amen?
Yes, you cannot say, well, I met Jesus, you know, 10 years ago.
有人可能说，你可能说，哦，我是在十年前遇到主耶稣的。
Now the question is, are you meeting with Jesus every day?
问题是，我们有没有每一天跟主相遇？
And you know, we all need to desire this every day of our lives.
我们要每一天在我们生命中都要有这样的一个渴望。
Because we cannot be used by God unless we constantly have an encounter with Him.
我们无法被神使用，除非我们真的是不断的与神有直接的相遇。
An encounter with His holiness.
跟神的圣洁相遇。
You know what happens that when we keep our eyes on Him, when we focus on Him, that realigns our priorities.
当我们把眼睛注目在主耶稣基督的身上。他会去重新来调整我们的这个优先的事项和决定。
He shows me his purpose when I see his glory.
他会向我们展示他的荣耀，当我们定睛在他的身上。
So I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我想要鼓励你，每一天，
每一天 of your life,
每一天在我们的生命当中
，Go to the Lord and say, "My Jesus, I need you today."
到主的面前说主啊我真的是需要你
Yes, before you do anything else in the morning
在每天早上你做任何的事情之前
Say God, I need you today more than I needed you yesterday
我今天比昨天更需要你
Father, I want to see more of your glory in my life
天父啊我想要在我的生命中 见到你更多的荣耀。
I need to see more of your light in my darkness.
在我的黑暗中见到更多你的光。
And I can assure you that when we do that every day, every morning, our priorities, our decisions change. The way we think changes.
我可以很确信地告诉你，当我们这样做的时候，我们每一天的优先事项决定都会跟着改变。
Yes, because we had an encounter with God. Amen?
是的，是的，因为这样子我们就跟神相遇。
Don't wait until next Sunday service to have an encounter with God. Amen?
不要等到下一个主日才说要跟神相遇。
And that's what happened to Isaiah.
那就是以赛亚，发生在以赛亚身上的事情。
And now let's see what happens with them. Something happened profound with Isaiah after he saw the glory of God.
以赛亚看到神的荣耀的时候，有一些很重要的事情发生在以赛亚身上。
You know, this vision of God's holiness made Isaiah to look at his own sin.
见到上帝的圣洁，使以赛亚看到自己的罪恶。
Yes, and this is the first time that Isaiah identifies himself with the sin of the people.
这是第一次他自己认同和正在被谴责的人同样有罪。
You know, this is the first time in verse 5 when he says, Woe to me!
这是在第一次在六章五节那时候他说我有祸。
Yeah, you know, Isaiah had been saying to the people, Woe to you! Woe to you! Woe to you! Woe to you! Warning is coming to you!
以赛亚在前面一直说你们有祸了，你们有祸了，你们有祸了，你们有祸了。
Probably Isaiah got used to pointing at the sin of the people.
也许以赛亚在之前都是指向同样那群人。
And probably it's a little bit like us. You know, we think that we are not as much a sinner as some other people.
有些人可能心里会觉得说，哦，我好像跟别的犯罪人比起来，我好像比较自义一点。
You know, when we compare ourselves to other Christians who sin,
当我们跟那些犯罪的基督徒比较的时候，
we probably feel righteous in comparison to them.
我们可能会觉得说自己比较自义一点，正义一点。
But you know, when we face God's holiness, His perfect holiness, we realize then our true condition before Him.
但是当我们面对上帝的圣洁的时候，我们才意识到我们的真实的状况。
Because our Jesus is the true standard of holiness, amen.
只有我们的主耶稣才是圣洁的标准。
And then Isaiah, when he is, you know, below that glory and the light of Jesus, he says, "Woe to me! I am ruined."
所以呢，在神的荣耀和光照下面，以赛亚自己才觉得说，我有祸了。
I am a man of unclean lips.I live among people of unclean lips. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
因为他说我是嘴唇不洁的人，又在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王，万军之耶和华。
That is the need that we have every day, my brothers and sisters, to face the glory of God.
那也是我们每个人需要这样来到神的面前，来面见我们的。荣耀的主。
Because it is like looking ourselves in a mirror.
好像我们在看着镜子里面的自己。
How many of you know that the mirror cannot lie?
有多少人知道说镜子是不会撒谎的？
When you see that morning when you wake up,
当你那天早上起来的时候，看着镜子，
is the true image of you, amen?
那是你真实的自己。
I mean, you can comb yourself and you can put makeup and make yourself beautiful.
你可以看着自己放了很多化妆品，那使自己看起来很漂亮。
Because the mirror told you something, amen?
因为镜子告诉你有一些事情不对。
The mirror probably agreed and said, yeah, you need a little bit of work right now.
镜子可能告诉你说你可能需要做一些整修的工作。
And you know, I think that's what happens because we don't understand the holiness of Christ.
我想我们都不太知道神的圣洁。
And we simply think that we're not as bad.
我们可能只简单的认为说我们没有那么糟糕啊。
And we don't appreciate what the Lord has done for us.
我没有很感恩的说神所做的很多的事情。
Let me give you an example, okay?
那我给你一些例子。
Imagine, I want you to imagine that this is a true story, okay?
好，我让你们想象一下，这是一个真实的故事。
Imagine I come to you and I tell you, my brother or my sister, I have something to give you.
想象一下说我来到你们的面前说哎弟兄姐妹我有一些东西要给你们
I have this medicine that is going to help you a lot
我有这个药可以帮助你很多
This medicine is actually very very expensive
这个药非常非常的昂贵
This medicine that I'm giving you
这个药我要给你的
I had to sell everything I had so that you could have it
我要卖掉我所有的东西才能够买到这种药
This medicine that I'm bringing you cost $250,000
这个药值$250,000。
And you know, in order for me to buy this medicine for you,
为了要让我能够有这个能力买这个药给你
，I had to sell my house.
我要卖我的房子。
I also had to sell my car.
我也要卖掉我的车子。
Because I love you so much.
因为我非常的爱你。
That I bought this medicine for you.
我买这个药给你。
Are you imagining this story?
你有在想象这个故事吗
Now imagine that I said Now what I have for you is This medicine that I pay so much Because I love you And I want you to take it
所以想象一下我现在把这个药给你说我花了很多很多的钱
I want to ask
因为我爱你
I want to ask you a question Okay Real question
我要问你们一个问题
How many of you would say This guy really loves me
有多少人会说这个人非常的爱我
Yeah, would you say, oh yeah, this man really loves me?
有多少人请举手说
Now,、
yes.
second question I have for you is, how many of you, knowing the price of this medicine, would take it?
第二个问题就是说有多少人会知道说这个药会值多少钱
Would you take this medicine? Come on, you can.
如果知道这个药值这么贵的钱你们会吃它吗
Some of you would take it, some other don't know what to say.Some other are nervous and don't want to say a thing.
有些人可能会想吃，有些人可能不想说，有些人可能有点紧张，不敢说。
I think we all would have a few reservations about this medicine, right?
我想我们可能都会有几分的保留意见哈，对这个药。
Brother said, "Well, brother, thank you so much for the medicine, but I don't think I need it."
有些人可能会说，哦，那个牧师啊，我很谢谢你，但是我不觉得我好像需要这个药。
You really didn't have to spend so much money. Now you don't have a house.
你真的不需要花这么多钱。你现在你没有房子了。
I guess you can come and live with me now if you want to.
我想你现在可能可以搬进来跟我一起住，如果你愿意的话。
You shouldn't have done it. I really don't need it.
你真的不需要那样做，我真的。不需要那些。
Now imagine the same story, okay? I'm bringing you this medicine.
好，现在再想象一下这个同样的故事。
And I tell you all the sacrifices that I have made in order for you to have this medicine.
好，告诉你我做了这些的牺牲之后，再把药带到你的面前。
And I also tell you the following.
我再告诉你以下的事情。
Hey William.
Hey William.
Let me tell you one thing. I brought you this medicine.
我告诉你一件事情，我带你这个药。
Because I actually work in the pathology department of a hospital.
因为我在教我在医院的你那个治疗的部门工作。
Remember, William, that you were just at the hospital. Remember that you were at the hospital.
想象一下，你之前就在医院里面。
And they ran some tests on you because you have not been feeling well.
他们。就帮你做了一些检查，因为你感觉不舒服。
Well, I actually saw the results of your tests.
我有看到你检查的结果。
And let me tell you, you have an incurable disease.
我告诉你，你有一个不可被治的一个病。
This is just an example, William. Okay?
这是一个比喻。
That is keeping you, my brother. You have an incurable disease.
你有一个就是不治之症。
And the doctors are going to call you.
然后医生会叫你。
And because I love you, I wanted to give you the news before he calls you and doesn't give you anything more than that.
我因为爱你，所以我要在医生打电话给你之前给你这个东西。
You only have 1 month left to live.
你只有一个月的时间剩下活在这个世上。
And there is no medicine to cure you of this disease.
在这个世上没有任何的药可以医治你这个病。
But don't worry, William.
但是不要担心 William
because some very sharp physicians and doctors and researchers came up with a cure for that disease that you have
但是有一些非常聪明的医生还有研究者他们研制了这个新的药
and they developed the cure for this disease that you have
然后他们研制出了一种可以治你这病的药
and it is so expensive that I had to sell my house
所以呢，它是非常非常的贵，我只好卖掉我的房子。
But you know what, William? You're going to live.
但是你会活着。
With this medicine.
有这个药。
Now imagine, do you think that William is going to take the medicine now?
所以你们想想看，现在 William 会吃那个药吗？
Do you think he's going to appreciate the medicine now?
你觉得 William 会很感恩有这样的药吗？
I would run to my brother and say, thank you for what you did for me.
我会跑上去给他一个很大拥抱，说非常感谢你为我所做的。
I don't deserve anything.
我真的不配的所有的事情。
Thank you for loving me this much.
谢谢你爱我这么深。
My family is happy that you did this for us.
我整个家庭都非常的开心，你这样子做。
I have a new opportunity to live again.
我有一个新的机会可以活着。
I'm gonna be with you the rest of my life.
我现在会跟着你一辈子。
Whatever you need from me, I'm here willing for you.
不管你什么时候需要我，我都会在你的身边。
See, that's what happens. That's what happens when we.Forget the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross.
所以呢，这里面就是一个比喻，让我们看到我们忘记了神所在十字架上为我们所做的一切事情。
You know, we take it for granted.
我们习以为常了。
And we begin to just point fingers at the sins of other people.
我们开始向那些犯罪的人指指点点。
See, but Isaiah's message changed to woe to those, and he said, woe to me, I am a sinful man.
但是以赛亚从他们有祸了，转到说：“我有祸了。”
I need the medicine from the Lord.
我是一个有罪的人，我需要从神而来的药。
Lord, I'm going to die, but I need you now.
神啊，我会死掉，但是呢，我现在需要你。
And I love what James 4:6 says, but he gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
我们一起来看啊，雅各书四章六节，请。但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说、
yes.
神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
And then something happens. Something wonderful happens with Isaiah.
然后呢，很奇妙的事情发生了。
It says that one of the angels in verse 6 of chapter 6, then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, behold,This has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for.
所以呢，现在我们来一起看一下以赛亚书六章六节到七节，请有一撒拉弗飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的。这炭沾我的口，说：“看啊，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。”
You know what happened with Isaiah? His lips, his tongue was purified by the fire.
你们知道吗？以赛亚的嘴唇被神所洁净。
And I want to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. This is not a one-time event of your life.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我很慎重地告诉你，这不是一次性的事件而已。
The Scripture tells us that God is like a purifying fire that removes that the world from our minds.
圣经告诉我们说，神就像一把炼净的火，每天从我们的头脑中消除掉俗世的东西。
In the case of Isaiah, God needed to purify his lips because that's what Isaiah used for his ministry.
在以赛亚的这个例子里面，我们看到说，神要洁净以赛亚的嘴唇，因为那是神所使用的工具。
He was a messenger.
他是一个神的信传递者。
Therefore, the Lord needed to.Purify the tool of the message.
所以呢，神要炼净他所使用的工具。
And you know what? The Lord will not use that which he first does not purify.
如果神不先炼净的话，他不会使用。
The question for us today is, what does the Lord want to purify in my life?
所以今天我们可以思考的一个问题说，在我们的生命当中，神需要炼净的东西是什么呢？
God wants to use our talents, our abilities, our work for his purposes on earth.
神需要可以使用我们的才能、能力、职业在这个世上。
Do you know that the Lord wants to purify your family to be used by him?
你知道吗？神想要炼净你的家庭，以便可以为他所使用。
If God wants to use it, he's going to purify it.
如果神要使用它，他一定会先炼净它。
And I believe that if before the Lord does a work through us, he needs to do a work inside of us.
我相信说上帝 要在我们身上做一件工作的时候
and again,
然后他才能透过我们做一件工作
and don't think that this only applies to ministers or pastors or leaders. This is for each of us. Amen?
所以呢不要觉得说这些只是适用于我们教会的领袖教牧同工等等Actually, 这是实际上这是适用于我们每一个人。
How does God want to purify my job, my work? How does He do that?
神会怎么样来炼净我的工作呢？
He wants you to do it in the power of His Holy Spirit.
他想要你靠着你的圣灵的大能来做。
And probably you realize this morning as you're facing the glory of God.
所以呢在今天早上的时候当你们面对神的荣耀的时候。
You know, I have been lying.At my workplace, I have been lying.
我在我工作的地方，我有撒谎。
Probably I have stolen something from my boss.
我可能从老板那边偷了一些东西。
If you're an employer, probably I have not been treating my employees, with righteousness.
如果你是一个老板的话，可能你在对待员工上面有做了一些不太好的事情。
Probably I have been a very bad testimony to those that don't know the Lord.
可能我在那些未信主的人面前不是一个好的见证
Because of my actions.
因为我的行为
But you know what? God wants to use you in your workplace.
但是知道吗神要在你的工作里面使用你
The Lord wants to make the workplace your mission field.
神要使你的工作的场所成为一个宣教的合场
But first he needs to purify your heart. Amen.
但是他要先炼净你们的心 Amen.
He wants to purify your lips.
他先要炼净你的嘴唇。
He wants to purify your mind.
他先要炼净你的心思意念。
Because he wants to use you and your family.
因为他想要使用你和你的家庭。
You know, my wife has been witnessing to a Muslim woman, a Muslim lady.
我的太太最近有跟一个穆斯林的姐妹见证。
And recently, this lady went through a very difficult health situation.
最近呢，这个穆斯林的姐妹有经历了一些身体上的一些难处。
And she just asked my family and I and my wife to go to their house to pray for them.
好，她就邀请我太太和我家庭的人一起过去为他们祷告。
Now I'm telling you, this is a Muslim family. They don't believe in Jesus.
知道吗？这是一个穆斯林的家庭，他们不相信主。
But they saw the love of my wife, and it was the love of Christ in my wife.
所以，但是他看到说。他太太的爱，我太太的爱，和神的爱在我太太身上的彰显。
And they said we need that.
他们说我们需要那个。
So the Lord wants to do a work in us before He can do a work through us. Amen.
所以呢，神要先在我们身上做一件事情，然后呢，他才能透过我们做一件事情。
Yes, and finally, Isaiah is ready to serve.
最后呢，以赛亚预备好了，可以服侍的。
And this serving is an invitation from the Lord for each of us.
而且这个服事是神对我们每一个人的一个呼召和邀请。
I want you to see this, and it says in verse 8, And I heard a voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And then I said, Here I am, send me.
好，我们一起来用整齐的声音来念以赛亚书六章八节，请。我又听见主的声音说我可以差遣谁呢谁肯为我们去呢我说我在这里请差遣我
Isaiah is finally ready to serve
以赛亚终于准备好了可以服侍的
A new season of serving for Isaiah He was already a prophet
虽然以赛亚是一个先知了但是呢这是一个新的可以服侍的季节开始
But the Lord had new purposes for his life and for his people.
但神知道他在我们每个人生命中的旨意和计划。
But he needed Isaiah to have an encounter with God.
但是他需要以赛亚跟神有一个很直接的相遇。
Isaiah needed to repent for his own sin.
以赛亚需要自己先认罪悔改。
Isaiah needed to be cleansed from his sin.
以赛亚需要先被神炼净。
And then the Lord and it is a...Probably talking with the Holy Spirit and Jesus and says, Who should we send?
神可能对那个圣灵说、oh, 我应该派谁去呢
Do you realize that God didn't tell Isaiah, I want you to go.
记得吗神没有对 Isaiah 说我想要你去
No. The Lord is making him an invitation now.
不，神自己现在正在向他发出一个邀请。
Yes, and I believe that the Lord is saying the same thing this morning. Whom shall I use for my purposes at GCCI?
我相信说，神今天早上也在对我们在座的每一位说，在 GCCI 国际大使命教会里面，
the Lord,
我想要差谁
呢？ The Lord is not pushing anybody.
神没有啊。
He's not pushing you to work.
神没有逼迫我们去工作。
He's not pushing you to give.
神没有逼迫我们去奉献。
But the Lord is asking the same question. Who shall I send for this purpose?
但是神同样的问这个问题，为了这个目标，我可以派谁呢？
And I believe that this is an answer that we, this morning we all should give the Lord and say, Lord,Here I am. You can use me. You can count on me.
所以我想这个是我们可以在神面前对他说的，主啊，你可以使用我，你可以靠我。
Count on my family, count on my resources, count on my abilities.
你可以算我的一份，你可以算我家庭，把我的才能都愿意奉献给你。
And let me encounter your glory every day of my life.
让我跟你的大能有一个每天的相遇。
Amen, people of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah. 神祝福大家。